Welcome, welcome, welcome to the first exciting adventure of Foot, 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 and Foot, Foot, Foot. For this adventure, we're going to take you on one of their magic travels to Vienna.
The Foot, Foot Podcast.
It was a dark, dismal, blistery afternoon and early evening, just as it always is in Sheboygan. Foot, 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 and Foot, Foot, Foot were sitting at a small table in a coffee shop in that dismal town. They looked at each other, and Foot, Foot said, "This town is dismal, dismal, dismal." Foot, Foot, Foot said, "Yes, Foot, Foot, it is dismal, dismal." Foot piped up, "Yes, it is dismal." "It sure is dismal," said Foot, Foot. "It sure is dismal," said Foot, Foot, Foot. "What can we do about it?" Foot said, "How about going to Vienna?" "Going to Vienna?" said Foot, Foot. "Where did you get that idea?" "Well, Vienna," said Foot, "is the home of Mozart, and he had cheery, pleasant music all the time, and I heard that the sun shines there fairly often." "Wow," said Foot, Foot, Foot. "I think we should go to Vienna." So Foot, Foot picked up the phone, ordered 3 tickets to Vienna one way, and off they went on the next plane to Vienna. They arrived in Vienna, and they heard the most wonderful Mozart music they had ever heard. "Boy, oh boy," said Foot. "Boy, oh boy, oh boy," said Foot, Foot. "Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy," said Foot, Foot, Foot. "That's the most beautiful Mozart I've ever heard. I've never heard anything like that before. Boy, am I glad that we're here in Vienna." Just at that time, a small, wizened man with a long white beard and long piano-playing fingers walked by, and they said, "Did you hear that music?" And the man said, "Of course I heard it. I was playing it." And Foot said, "You were playing it? And I can see from your beard and your eyes and your face that you're an old, old man. Did you know Mozart?" He said, "You silly boy. You silly, silly boy." Foot, Foot said, "Well, you were playing Mozart." And he said, "You silly boy. You silly, silly, silly boy. I was not playing Mozart. I was playing Beethoven." "Beethoven?" said Foot, Foot, Foot. "Beethoven?" said Foot, Foot. "Beethoven?" said Foot. And they all said that in unison. And he said, "Of course. I adore Beethoven. But wasn't this the home of Mozart?" And he said, "Of course it was. But you can still like 2 different composers. Let me play a little Mozart for you. Follow me to my studio. We will have some sherry wine, and I will play some Mozart." "That is terrific. I love that Mozart music. It's so happy and gay." "Yes," said the man. "You know, music is like that. Sometimes it's gay. Sometimes it's not gay. Sometimes it's sad. Sometimes it expresses deep emotion. It can do all those things." Foot, Foot said, "You know, I've never thought of it that way. I thought I just like this and I like that, and that was it." "You mean to tell me," said Foot, Foot, that our emotions are tied up into the music? Oh, he said, yes, 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 my young fellow. Oh, yes. This is something I learned 70 years ago when I was 52 years old. And that is what kept me alive all these years. You mean, said Foote, that the joy of music is your life inspiration and lifeblood? He said, yes. And said, my goodness, this is a whole new view that I have. So Sheboygan wasn't as bad as I thought. It's just that we didn't have music in our lives. And the old man said, yes, I think you've learned. This podcast was narrated by Julian Cherubini. Special thanks to our producer, Malachi Bosch, Cherubini Purcell, and thanks for the special singing by our good friend, Roma Cherubini. Thanks, and listen again for more of the poignant adventures of Foote, 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 and Foote, Foote, Foote.